From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reporting reaction continues after U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The Arab League responded, saying it's a dangerous development that places the United States at a position of bias in favor of the occupation and the violation of international law and resolutions. In places like Lebanon, protests continued with security forces using water cannons and tear gas to disperse crowds. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has since responded.
Jerusalem has never been the capital of any other people. I think the sooner the Palestinians come to grips with this reality, the sooner we'll move towards peace. And this is why I think President Trump's announcement was so historic and so important for peace.
The head of the Arab League called on the nations of the world to recognize Palestine as a sovereign state with Jerusalem as its capital in response to Mr. Trump's announcement. In the United States, Alabama senior senator Republican Richard Shelby said Sunday that the state deserves better than the election of Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore. He is accused of sexual improprieties with teenage girls 4 decades ago when he was in his 30s. Shelby in the Senate for 3 decades told CNN that he's already cast an absentee ballot ahead of the Tuesday special election, writing in the name of a distinguished Republican he declined to name. Moore is accused of sexual misconduct by 2 women, one of whom was 14 during the time he was a local prosecutor. He's locked in a tight contest with a Democrat named Doug Jones, a former federal prosecutor. The winner will fill remaining 3 years of the Senate seat once held by Jeff Sessions, the attorney general. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed for unity in the face of the North Korean missile crisis and warned people not to undermine efforts of the discreet diplomacy underway in Pyongyang.
I think the unity of the Security Council is absolutely crucial, and I strongly appeal for the members of the Security Council to stay united in order to make sure that this objective of denuclearization is reached.
A UN envoy says time is of the essence to resolve tensions on the Korean Peninsula peacefully. Jeffrey Feltman, the UN's Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, visited North Korea this week. North Korean state media say the two sides have, as a result, agreed to communicate regularly. Reaction from the U.S. after Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced Saturday that the 3-year war aimed at driving Islamic State out of Iraq was successful and has come to an end. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert congratulated the Iraqi people and the country's security forces Saturday, saying the Iraqi announcement signals the last remnants of ISIS self-proclaimed caliphate in Iraq have been erased and the people living in those areas have been freed from ISIS brutal control. U.S. President Donald Trump kept his remarks Saturday low-key at an event held ahead of the opening of a civil rights museum in Jackson, Mississippi. This is where he praised civil rights leaders like Medgar Evers and the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. The audience included Merle Evers Williams, the widow of the assassinated Mississippi NAACP leader Medgar Evers.
4 days after he was murdered, Sergeant Evers was laid to rest in Arlington National Cemetery with full military honors. In Arlington, he lies beside men and women of all races, backgrounds, and walks of life.
Mr. Trump's critics continue to say that he has fueled the fires of racial tension in the United States. Civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis, who was scheduled to speak at the museum's opening, announced on Thursday that he would not attend because the president would be there. California Governor Jerry Brown has cautioned that more wildfires are in his state's future as firefighters continue to battle 6 major blazes. So far, it has killed at least 1 person and damaged hundreds of homes there. Brown did survey the fire damage in one of the counties, Ventura County, California. That is located just north of Los Angeles, and that is the scene of some of the worst destruction of the past week alone. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.